Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
India T News for the week ending April 26, 2024. After repeated urging from Darjeeling's tea planters, the center issued a circular stating that every batch of tea entering India from Nepal must be tested for pesticide residues. Until now, customs had tested a small percentage of the samples randomly. With the new amendment, every batch will come under scrutiny. But the testing is done at the National Food Lab in Calcutta and takes about 15 days, which means the trucks carrying the tea will remain at the roadside awaiting results. Nepal depends on India, as over 90% of its tea is exported here. However, Darjeeling's tea planters have insisted that the center stop Nepal tea imports, as it has affected both the quality of tea sold as Darjeeling, as it's blended with Nepal tea, and prices. Further, India pays a 40% import duty on Nepal tea, while Nepal is not obliged to pay for any imports from India following a trade agreement. And non-compliance to food safety standards is currently a pressing concern in the Indian tea industry, and this seems to be a part of that. In other news, Tata reports revenue from premium and sub-premium brands. Money Control had reported that premium and sub-premium brands brought over two-thirds of Tata Consumer Products revenue for the financial year that just ended in March 2024. Tata Tea Gold, Tata Tea Premium, and Tetley Green Tea performed well, with e-commerce driving sales. It's a sign that consumers are seeking better quality tea via recognized brands. Informist Media also reported that in the financial year ending 2023 March, Tata Consumer Products bought 20.7 million kilos of tea from North Indian auction centers, averaging 170 rupees per kilo. The market leader, Hindustan Unilever, bought 51.3 million kilos at an average price of 179.6 per kilo. The lower prices at auctions indicate that both companies stand to earn higher margins. And lastly, India halts tea exports to West Asia as tensions increase between Iran and Israel. Tea sellers have halted exports. Both Iran and the Middle East, and shipping companies are also expected to stay away from these ports. This will be a setback for Indian tea, as Iran, once a major buyer, is also seen as a gateway to West Asian countries.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.